This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Erica Renee Liendo. Date of birth, January the 5th, 1979. Case ID number is 8514180. Date of exam, April the 2nd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire sheet dated 2024. Identifying information. This is a 45-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems, and anxiety / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2001, where she worked as an assistant for a chiropractic clinic for 8 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her daughter and has been on disability for approximately 8 years. History of allegations, number one, back problems. Number two, anxiety / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. History of allegations, number one, back problems. The claimant states that in 1988, she fell off a slide and fell on her buttocks, causing lumbar sacral back pain. She states the character of the pain is a burning pain located in the lower lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to the right leg and was diagnosed as sciatic nerve pain. No surgeries have been performed, and she was also diagnosed with scoliosis. She has approximately received 8 steroid injections in her back over the years. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 30 minutes, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices. Her daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing a little bit of walking. Her physician is Dr. Nguyen, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. She is presently not on any medications for pain and states that she was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back contusion with scoliosis and right-sided sciatic nerve pain. Allegation number two, anxiety / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with anxiety / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. The claimant states that she has sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, and decreased motivation. She occasionally gets angry and states that she only takes a bath every other day but does brush her teeth daily. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, but did not appear to be future-oriented. And she does not appear to be very future-oriented. She has received appropriate help-seeking behavior. Her physician is Dr. Jessica Wilson at this time. Her mental status was normal. Her general appearance was well-kept and wearing casual attire. Her behavior was cooperative, and she did have good eye contact with me. She appeared to be somewhat sad but alert. The claimant was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. And her speech rate was within normal limits. Her speech clarity, tone, and articulation were normal. She does have decreased memory and appeared to be mildly distressed. Her thought processes were normal and there were no dissociated symptoms. She denies any visual or auditory hallucinations. She also denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal thoughts in the past. Her mood was depressed. She has been in a couple of relationships. She was common law married for 11 years and also common law married with a second partner for 13 years. She recently lost her son in 2022 when he died of an overdose of fentanyl. The mother states he was only 17 years old and he lost his life, and states that she knows that it wasn't a suicidal attempt and that he was just probably experimenting with drugs. She has also lost her mother and father secondary to cancer in the recent past as well. She denies any substance abuse and states that she has not worked since 2001. At the present time, she's on Latuda, 120 milligrams QD, Prazosin, 1 milligram QHS, Aprazolan, 1 milligram BID, and Zolpidem, 10 milligram QHS, which she states are controlling her symptoms at this time. Symptoms, the claimant is occasionally suffering from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels going down her right leg, sciatica, secondary to also scoliosis. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assisted devices, and her physician is Dr. Nguyen. She's on no medications for pain, and she does very minor physical activity of a little housework around the house. Family history. The father died at the age of 72 from a myocardial infarction and cancer. The mother died at the age also of 72 from congestive heart failure, breast cancer, and liver cancer. Medications, Latuda, 120 milligrams, POQD, Prazosin, 1 milligram QHS, Aprazolam, 1 milligram BID, Zolpidem, 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, insomnia, depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, scoliosis, left-sided sciatica / radiculopathy, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to contusion and scoliosis. Major surgery, C-sections times 4, umbilical hernia repair in 2009, hysterectomy in 2011. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 4 days for 15 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She does have a history of using marijuana. The last time she used it was in 1995. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 152 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a half inches tall, BP 130 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 45-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She does appear to be mildly depressed, but does not appear to be in any pain at this time. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have very poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25, and binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fair eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair. She was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle was 2+ on the left side and 1+ on the right. And there were normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant does appear to have a mild scoliosis. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but slightly decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right side compared to the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally in the sitting position, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is a normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, especially on the right side. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild right-sided lower leg radiculopathy. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to depression / bipolar disorder. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain with mild right legged radiculopathy and scoliosis. Appears to be stable at this time. The claimant is able to ambulate and appears to have a grossly normal physical exam except for a mild decrease in straight leg raise for the right side in the supine position. Allegations number 2, anxiety / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia - being treated at this time with multiple medications. The claimant does appear to be going through a major depressive episode. She did lose her son as well as her parents in a very close time period, and appears to be stable and does not appear to have any suicidal ideations at this time. Her condition is stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Erica Renee Leando.